Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I continue to be your guest host, Chris Alvarado. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Sure, I saw Hamilton in previews before the hype. So what? Now let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Jackie Gonzalez Daruthi, JD Smooth. JD Smooth, what was the best part of your mom's most recent visit? Are you crying?
No, there were so many good parts. There was one like very memorable part, but I don't want to say it on a podcast, so I won't. We binged all of Mare Easttown together. We like watched it from start to beginning her whole trip, and that was very fun because we don't usually watch that kind of program together. And that's what I'll say. It's a very memorable part of the trip.
Great. And so how can somebody reach out to you to figure out?
If you know me, then you know how to reach out to me. If you don't, please don't reach out to me about this.
Whoa, it's too personal. Okay.
But well, Chris, I have to say, I remember you posting about Hamilton. You posted about I'm not throwing away my shot. And so I listened to the album immediately when it came out because of you, and obviously became obsessed. I already loved Lynn from In the Heights, which everybody watched the movie.
I saw it in previews. Incredible. There was no hype.
I remember you were saying your sister was like, hey, didn't your sister? I don't know.
I don't know
if we're like getting boggled down.
Should we be here or?
Yeah, all right. Hey, everybody, look over there. It's James Heaney, Barely Supply. Do you like working with Kevin Pollak?
It is my absolute favorite. There's been a lot of times that I've, when somebody asks me what it's like to work with him, I just say, this is going to sound so cheesy
because
it's on the podcast, but he is so kind. Like before I was even in the show, to see him showing up at show after show, supporting live comedy, bringing cameras into the theater for that comedy to be able to be recorded, like endless support of the comedy community. And I love being part of anything he's working on.
And you know what? Here's what I know for a fact. He loves you.
Oh,
he loves you. He does. It's true. And now please welcome Atul Singh, Postcard Paulina. What would it take for you to finance a Joey Greer film?
For me, it's, you know, from passion. You know, it comes from a story, comes from something where Joey can bring his innate experiences. So we go through Joey's life, find those experiences that are one of a kind. That story doesn't happen to a James. That story doesn't happen to a Jackie. And that story happens only to Joey, you know? Then just a lot of farting that's involved in the story.
Of course.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm in now.
Can I say one more thing about Kevin Pollak? So those were things of him supporting other people. Here's something that blew my mind. I get stressed out when I have to run a live stream. He doesn't get stressed out on anything. I see him who's flying back and forth from New York doing shows. Sometimes he'll do a show from New York on a big screen. And I asked him once, I was like, how do you not freak out? Like, you're always pleasant, nice. I've never seen him lose his temper. He says power naps, like 15 minute power naps is his secret.
That's something he didn't want anybody to know. But
yeah, I don't know if it's a secret. He was pretty open about it. Like, just take power naps and you're not going to freak out over the small stuff.
And last, I challenge you to a rap battle if you think him least. It's Joey Greer. Pretty Pretty Pony. Approximately how many?
That's a great question. Because you got to ask yourself, even before you're counting, you have to understand that, like, the question you're going to ask yourself is, from which point do I begin? Ah. And that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand that, if you're not asking yourself that, then the number can because how do I describe this? Is this I'm thinking of this ancient Greek phrase. I don't know what it translates to. I couldn't read it.
Start there.
I couldn't read it. That's the thing. So, but
can I interrupt and say one more thing about Kevin Pollak?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He reads every single email and responds to it. And sometimes if he doesn't know how to respond to it, he'll send me the email because he spent so much time thinking beforehand. I sometimes just read an email and don't respond to even family members. How does he do it?
Well, speaking of that, why don't we get to the show and read our listener suggestions that Kevin has already read, pardon me, and has most definitely responded to, because he is such a good guy. And I wish Joey felt that a little bit more, but that's not for me to like put that upon Joey. You know what I mean? Listen, all of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes from Patreon VIP Philip, who wrote, "Hey Alchemist, the scene suggestion is about someone who has a hard time remembering stuff and often forgets. That's what my friends say about me, but for me, it's not a big deal. And the silver lining is that one can re-listen to older episodes indefinitely, always finding new stuff in them. Bonus points for the backstory of Slimo. Joey should know. Thanks a thousand, and shout out to the Comedy Fix podcast team." I learned a lot about what makes me notice more of the nuances in your scenes. Thank you for the Comedy Fix shout out. Phil, let's play.
Okay, so that's my move.
And you don't need to say. Everybody, you just move the chess piece and then hit the timer.
This is supposed to be a tournament. Why is he saying it?
Don't talk.
I recognize that you're reffing. It's just that he's trying to get into my game. I thought these were
okay.
Come on. No.
Listen, I'm holding up a yellow card here, okay? Yellow card.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You come to these chess tournaments a lot? It's okay. You don't want to talk to me. I get it. We're here just to watch the game. I get it. You know? Yeah, I don't have a horse in the race, if you will, but I just love the game. You know, I just love it. I can't get enough. You know, who's the prodigy? It's probably going to be that kid. You know, that kid's probably going to sweep, kid's probably going to sweep the whole thing. It doesn't matter if someone's like, oh, the world grandmaster or whatever, you know, but I just love coming.
Have you ever been to a golf game?
Huh?
Have you ever been to a golf game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My grandfather.
It's kind of like fucking golf, okay? I'm trying to watch, okay? Relax. I'm writing these moves down on this notepad so I'm studying the players, okay? So just shh. Okay.
Sorry. I know I was going to move my rook, but I don't remember to which spot.
Yes. How can I help you, sir?
I was going to just tell her the possibilities are she could go to King 3 or she could.
Please, sir. We cannot have input from the house. Do you understand?
I wasn't looking for cheating. I'm trying to remember. I'm really good at chess in the moment, but you flagged. You did the flag. It took me. I just am trying to remember. I know I was going to move my rook.
Okay. If you could just say this internally, that would be helpful. I think that's what the issue is. Don't say it out loud. That's the issue.
Okay.
Sir, if you want to talk about your own moves, consider signing up for the tournament and then speaking internally. How does that sound?
I just like to play for fun. I don't play professionally.
Is that a gun in your waist?
No. It's my cell phone. I have a hip cell phone holder. It's not like hip as in cool. It just goes on my belt loop. It's a trio.
Okay.
Oh, you see the board's better up here, huh? I was sitting down there earlier, but moved on up here to get a little better vantage point of the games going. I love chess. I'm a chess head.
I just want to let you know uh-huh. I'm married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I widowed.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. R.I.P. for sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm just here talking about you. I'm here to find fellow chess heads.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Bruce.
Oh my God, that's my name, Bruce. That's crazy. You're talking to my wife.
How do you spell? How do you spell Bruce?
Bruce. Bruce.
That is exactly how I spell it. Let me show you my ID.
I'm pretty sure that's the only way to spell it.
Let me show you my ID.
Where's your kid? That's my kid right there, Slimo.
Slimo, that's your kid?
And that's halftime, everybody. We're going to take a quick 10-minute break. Stretch, do what you need to do. I will be in the ref's locker room. Please, Keith, don't bug me. This is my...
Keith, could you, before you take a break, could we chat real quick?
Okay, but they're still on break, right?
So Yeah, great. Yeah,
okay, that's fine. Great. Yeah, what's up?
Keith, I just want to check. When we got you from FIFA after your soccer days and the whole soccer fiasco that happened in Croatia...
RIP, right? RIP.
Yes. You said that you knew the rules to chess.
Yeah.
Okay. Which normally we don't have a full halftime. And you seems like you're putting in some new things. Maybe you're not remembering correctly.
We're not doing a full halftime. We're doing what I'm calling a chess halftime, which is only 10 minutes. So I figured that's, you know, it's not soccer rules. So.
Yeah. That's a good point. You make a good point there, Keith, in that you've made it different from soccer. But again, yeah. Yeah, you just don't need to give them a halftime, you know? So now the players are confused. You can see one of them is just kind of walking around.
In circles. Yeah.
Claire, you're forgetting all over the place here. I need you to take some of these ginkgo bilobas, okay? Just hold out your palm.
Okay.
Let me just shake a couple into there.
Okay.
I can't have you fucking this up, okay? Your mom and I, we don't have the kind of money to send you to school.
I understand.
Okay, so we need you to be sharp. No, you don't understand. I want to watch you take the ginkgo biloba.
I can't take them dry. Do you?
We got to cut her. We got to cut her. Okay, she's not seeing the board. We got to cut her.
No. She's got to. We don't have to cut her.
I can do this. I had a really good move, and then intermission was called. Like something's just always happening, so it's kind of making me forget. But it's like not a big deal for me.
I don't know why we're having intermissions and timeouts. Just take the ginkgo bilobas. Put them.
Let me just try to accumulate some spit in my mouth at least.
Can we get her over to a water fountain?
I mean, we got to cut her. We got to cut her. Man.
When you say cut her, what do you mean?
I mean, just cut above the eye. You know what I mean? Just cut her right above the eye, you know?
Trevor, we're letting you go from your boxing job because you cut above the eye.
Yeah.
Usually it's swollen underneath the eye, so we need you to cut and let the blood out.
I don't know.
No, that's, we definitely know.
I'm just saying there's blood everywhere, you know what I mean?
And then we had to call the fight and it was over. Trevor, you can't work in boxing.
I called it a fight too.
Trevor.
Why did you just cut my daughter's eye? What are you doing? This is chess.
Have you ever been to a chess game here? Last one that I went to was so buck. The guy who lost wasn't supposed to lose. And so all of the fans went down onto the playing ground and tied up his wrists and then his ankles all to separate horses and then sent the horses running in all separate directions. It was fucking medieval.
Oh my God. What is that called? There's like an actual
something
like
quartering, something quartering.
Yes. Draw and quarter.
That's it.
Draw and quarter. They had the most barbaric shit back in the day.
It was so crazy.
Why don't you guys sit next to each other if you're going to talk? Oh, you don't have to be on both sides of me. Why don't you sit next to each other? Because
asked if you could change seats and you said no. So
I didn't know you were going to talk about drawing and quartering. So here, I'll switch seats with you.
Okay.
Excuse me. This is a chess match. Could you and your wife please be quiet?
Huh?
Oh.
I'm not with.
You're not married? The person sitting next to you is not your husband?
Did you get married without me knowing?
Not since last week. Mm-mm.
Did you get married?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were married because the way you were talking.
Right.
Okay, everybody. Attention. We're about to resume the games. The players can please find their seats. Okay, and on my whistle.
I forgot where I was sitting. Sorry, I forgot which seat I was sitting in.
Oh, you know why? It's because this, sir, you're just watching the game. Stand up. You're not in the game. Okay.
Okay. All right. This is okay. I'm new. I'm a novice.
Do you have a gun?
No, it's that's my cell phone.
Okay. It feels weird. Miss, you're sitting here.
Okay.
On my whistle. Everybody hold up one chess piece that they're about to move. Great. Everybody hold
up.
Oh,
I don't
up,
want him to know which one I'm about. I want to see his move and first. Brrr,
game on.
So she's not playing anybody. That's what's wild. You know what I mean? She's just kind of playing that solo. And that's what's great. Because when you're playing chess, it is against you. You know what I'm saying? Now look at this. Look. Our IDs are almost identical. That's
insane. You also live at 3712, but different streets. Three Oaks Road, Willow Street?
Would you want to do something, maybe like a swap thing where we just swap lives and do that for a little bit?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bruce, we need to have a talk. This isn't working out.
Which Bruce? Right?
The one that I'm legally married to.
Oh, but we swapped.
For the rest of
we
my
swapped,
life.
So I'm going to go in his car.
We didn't swap paperwork.
No,
okay?
We didn't swap.
Yeah,
we
did.
Swapped.
We swapped.
You know what? This is not working for me. I'm out. I'm wanting a divorce.
Oh, you're out?
You're getting your
divorce. I'm sorry, ma'am. You cannot leave the premises during a game.
Excuse
during
me?
During a match. You cannot leave the premises.
What if I had a medical emergency? What if
that you'd have to die here.
Wow. That's medieval shit right there.
Yeah. You know
Bruce,
what happened?
Tell her that she doesn't have to worry about it. They got medics here.
Bruce, did you want to tell her that message or?
Me?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, you, Bruce. Are you?
What you, I mean,
this
she
is
heard,
the kind
right?
of shit that I'm talking about. The communication between us is not happening.
Pardon me, sir. Hi, I'm the ref here. I'm the one who's asked you about your gun a few times. I just
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure, ref, you know it's not a gun.
It feels like you're the type that would have one, and so you could see where my confusion would come from. It seems that there is an open chair.
Oh, to play?
To play this young lady here. Did you want to give that a shot?
Well, this is my first
time. Not shot. Like, please do not pull that gun out.
No, no. The only thing I would do shot related was take a photo, but.
I don't know what you call it. Did you want to join this match?
Yes, I would like to. Okay. Like to. Let me just crack my knuckles.
Okay. Coming in. Okay. Miss,
yeah.
You seem to be a little confused. Sorry. You're going to be playing this gentleman here.
I thought that I already played. It's not a big deal.
Jerome,
honey, you play match after match. This is a chess tournament. You
Dad,
won the last
one.
You're still
much. This is too much. I can't.
No, you just got to beat this guy. This guy's
the financial burden of our entire family onto my back.
I'm going to move this pawn.
Good. Get him.
Dad, please. I'm 14 now. I'm practically an adult. Queen to g4.
Wow.
Well, she's moving her queen without even moving her pawns. This is an interesting move here. Yeah, Bruce, I got to be honest with you, buddy. I mean, this is hard for me, but I got to get that divorce. I'm going to do
it. You can't. Please don't, because when we swap back, I'm going to want to be married to my wife.
I hear you, man, but right now I'm in your spot, and I got to say, man, I think the best thing for you, bud, is if you got that big D.
Bruce,
hello? Hey, I'm working right now. I'm reffing.
We need you at the soccer match. Croatia and against England, we need you. Buddy, we need you. There's no one like you. You're the best. You're the best in the world, and we need you.
I can't do that.
You're trained for this.
I work for Slimo now.
No, don't say it so. I'm need sorry. You on the pitch. We need you against the fellas in their kits. Oh, don't leave us. Keith.
Look, you are like a father to me. You're a mentor. You're an old man who knows a lot about soccer, and I appreciate that.
This is like Rocky 2. You got to come back and do this. It's got to make the fight fair.
It's actually been really, really hard. I thought like the divorce was going to be freeing.
Mm-hmm.
But Slimo's taking it really, really rough.
That happens, you know. But he's going to grow out of that. You know, he's going to have 2 Christmases, right? That's always good. And
yeah, but I mean, like the phase that he's entered, I thought he might get angry, maybe a little depressed, but
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he's like running a drug ring or something.
Well, that's
just
his way of
expressing.
Well, his way of expressing himself. Oh, fantastic!
I know,
yeah, that's
pretty
great.
Cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like that Slimo's way of just saying, "I'm here. Pay mm-hmm. attention to me."
Yeah.
You know, trying to establish himself independently and.
Ding dong.
Just give me 1 second. If you want more margaritas, the pitcher's full in the fridge.
Okay, it's hard for me to.
Hi, I'm with the DEA agent, Federal Ronson, and I'm here looking for Slimo. Just have a couple of questions. He's not in trouble.
Do I need to call a lawyer? That's my son.
I can't tell you to make a decision on that. All I can tell you is I just need to talk to him. Do you mind if I come inside for a cup of tea?
I think you need a warrant for that.
Unless you invite me. I can't tell you about the laws. I can just ask you some questions. Can I come inside, though, to ask you those questions?
All I have is a big pitcher of margaritas. I have no tea. And Slimo's out with a friend right now.
Who's that gentleman in the back? Is that Slimo?
I can't lift the pitcher.
No, that's Randy. He's just my best friend. He's got really weak arms.
Okay, everybody, it is now time of the chess match where your individual coaches will have 30 seconds to give you a pep talk. And time starts now.
You're throwing your chance away. He's listening into my coaching. I'm trying to coach my daughter.
No rules about that. Sorry.
Tell him to scoot back. I mean, what's the point of having a... if he can hear the things
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, hold on. Sir, do you have a coach?
No, this is, like I said, this is my first time.
Would you like one appointed to you? I can get one for free.
Yeah, somebody from the crowd? Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, all right, I'll just point. Eeny, meeny, miny, you. Sir, up there? Sir?
Oh, me?
Me?
No,
me.
No, the one next, yeah, him.
Me? Or him? Me?
Yeah, you.
Will you point it? I can't tell.
All right, I'll make this easier. Somebody whose name begins with the letter B.
I like B.
Brad? My name's Brad.
Okay, and how about you, sir?
My first name is Ernest. My middle name is Bruce. First or middle name?
I was going to go first. First was
okay.
What I
okay,
had.
Okay, well, my name, Ernest. There was a town to me.
What about Brad? Can I use the lady right next to them?
It's up to you. Miss?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to do a 30-second coach session for one of our players?
I want it, but I'm in a dark place right now.
Why? What's going on?
She's been talking about drawing and quartering people. I'm like a chess master.
Bruce, literally, it's up to the player. It's up to the player. Do you want a chess master or someone who's in a dark place?
I just
want to
hear what's going on in her life.
Okay, ma'am, it's going to be you.
Wow. Let me make my way down.
Take your time.
Oh, wait. This shouldn't count against my 30 seconds.
It's not. 30 seconds begin now.
So Thank you for wanting to listen to me.
Of course.
I feel like most men in my life, and by most men, I just mean my son, my husband, and the man who swapped lives with my husband, just have no interest in what I have to say and the experiences that I have. I saw a man drawn and quartered, and they don't give a fuck? That was upsetting for me.
That's medieval.
And that's scene one, everybody. Scene two is from listener Kale, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemy Gang. Instead of subjecting you to a 15-paragraph treatise of my appreciation of the show, here's a scene suggestion. Evil supervillain keeps accidentally creating inventions that help people. All the best. Sincerely, Kale. Like Kale."
And now it will freeze people, or anything for that matter, almost instantaneously.
Oh, this is amazing, Mister.
Yeah, you just point this gun and it's instant freezing, sub-zero temperatures.
It's like, like cryogenics. So maybe if they have health issues, we can freeze them, and then maybe 30 years later, there's a cure, then we can unfreeze them. You're a genius, Mr. Dangerous.
Well, I don't know if I want this. You know what? Maybe this one's got to get worked on more. What did you want to purchase from me for? Like, what's your angle?
My angle? My angle is to come to have something that will kind of help destroy my arch nemesis.
Oh, yes. Now, the freeze gun could do that, because if they're frozen, you could push them over and they chatter. Have you seen Demolition Man? Okay, well, it doesn't matter, but I've got other things too.
Why did you ask me, though? I haven't.
Well, it's just that was kind of the inspiration for this freeze gun.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with Sandra Bullock?
I don't remember. I just remember.
You don't remember either? So how did you know? How would you know if I would have
one? There's one spot where this person freezes, and then they... I don't want to spoil it. I've got other inventions,
Are you
too.
Sure you're not talking about Batman with Arnold Schwarzenegger? He freezes.
I am certain of it. I don't want to tell you who.
Thank you, scientists and other intellectual citizens of this community. We brought you here today to discuss a revolutionary breakthrough in science. Now, for too many years, too many orphans have expired.
I do leather work. I'm a intellectual with leather work, so they just called me up.
We've been looking for a way to preserve these orphans until they can find a forever home. Nope, that's not forever, like dogs.
I mean, any kind.
I'm listening to the speech. Yeah. I'm listening. If you could
forever.
Just like, belt, shoes.
No, it does. It's just trying to now, listen.
If this technology came to us in a strange way. As you know, this city has one super evil villain.
What's your waist size? Because I can just get a belt done.
I'm not going to tell you
real right quick. Now. I just don't want to say.
It turns out that somebody has slipped some of his technology into our hands. And now I present to you a way to preserve our orphans.
Wow,
we've done it, everybody.
That's amazing. That's
we've done it.
Well, these are all handmade loafers. So that's why it's like.
No. I'm talking about the new technology. Are you listening to what he's saying? Because it's amazing.
I'm hearing what's going on. And I'm also
Now, let's not forget that this super evil villain is not in the market of doing good. And he's really smart. Smarter than most people in this room, if I'm going to be honest. We got to keep one step ahead of him, everybody. We got to keep doing our part to make this world a better place.
I want this floor to shine like the top of the Chrysler Building. Girls!
Yes, Mama. Yes, Mama.
Yes.
Where's everybody else?
Sorry.
We're here.
Oh, good.
Mama, what can we do for you?
I want these floors to shine as bright as the top of the Chrysler Building.
Yes, Mama.
Yes, Mama.
We've been scrubbing all day. How can they get any shinier?
Don't give off that mouth to me. Don't give it off to me. You listen to Mama.
Mama, you know I have a date tonight.
Are you serious right now? Who would ever want to date you?
Just a super evil villain.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. He's going to come here to pick you up?
You shouldn't
smoke. He's coming here to pick you up?
Yes, he's coming here.
Very good. Make sure he comes here to pick you up.
You shouldn't smoke, Mama.
I have a date too.
What?
That's not true. That's not true.
You all have dates?
No, if you don't.
I have a date too.
Yeah. No way, that cannot be true.
I have a date.
That's absolutely not true.
Girls, can I be honest with you? The only reason why you all aren't frozen to a block of ice is that I have a lot of chores for you to do. But if you all are going to be just going off gallivanting with a bunch of dates, then I'm going to go ahead and freeze your little asses.
No, Mama.
So you're looking to get another orphan.
Yeah, I do. I want a bunch of other orphans.
Am I correct that you've already got, four?
I've got four orphans, and they're absolutely useless. They used to do a lot of great things. And then all of a sudden, puberty hits, and all they do is thinking about sexual stuff. Boys, girls. They run the gamut.
Oh. Well. Are you sure that your heart's in the right place for getting orphaned unfrozen?
Yeah, what does a heart have to do anything with
it? It's just...
Hey, I got another box of orphans. What do you want me to throw this?
You know what? Keep them in the back.
You've got a surplus, and I've got a home for them.
Yeah, but they're good forever. They're good forever.
Hi, super evil villain.
Hello.
I just want to say I can't stop thinking about you, and I'm looking forward to tonight.
I just want to be absolutely clear, because I'm an evil villain, but you're 18 or older, correct?
Oh, yes. I'm a
label. I just want to be absolute. Okay, thank goodness. All right, because I just...
One thing, though, and she's so embarrassing, but Mama wants you to come in when you get here, if that's okay. Just say hello.
I mean, this is just a fling. I don't want to meet your parents, okay?
It's just a what?
It's just a fling. Is this your first fling?
I'll take it. Okay, maybe Mama can run out to the car and say hi to you before we leave.
Okay, I'll wave to her as we drive away in my limousine.
Christine, are you backing up the farm bill again?
I gotta go.
Mama needs milk in her bath.
Well, look who it is, huh? Coming in for some leather. I told you to stop by.
You know, you got me thinking about a belt. And and I was like, when's the last time I treated myself to a belt?
Yeah.
And it's been a while.
It's been a while.
And I was like, I've been doing science, so much science all the time. Right. You know, trying to make new science for life longevity. But I was like, why don't I take care of myself? You know,
that's what I'm saying. And let me just throw this out there. I know you came in for a belt. We got them. But
who makes all this?
You're looking at them.
Oh, you by yourself? Oh, I thought you had like a bunch of minions.
Help!
So you have a couple of pets?
Huh? So let me just show you over here. I got some vests. Huh? Now they are hot. This spring, leather vests.
These are amazing. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Look at these tiny buttons. I don't even know how you would work with these. You have to have tiny hands.
Oh, yeah. Like an elf's hands. So check this out, right? So we got all these. Let me just pull this one down here. You look like a tan leather. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Look at the stitching
look
on this.
That.
So precise. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The stitching is so close to each other. God.
That's hand stitched.
Wow. Tiny hands again.
Super evil villain, do you have a new invention to share today?
Yes, I do. I've been quite disappointed the way people have taken my previous invention to try to make the world better.
Yuck.
Yuck. Gross.
So what's your new invention?
Well, this here is a vacuum sealer. Now, I just put somebody around.
And everybody else of the scientific community, I appreciate you being here today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have had a breakthrough.
You know, I can put hair anywhere on the body. It's kind of my whole science.
I'm just trying to listen here.
For too long, our frozen orphans have thawed prematurely.
Mm.
We now have the technology, thanks, ironically, to the super evil genius.
You might think back of the knee hair is useless, but it
seems
is.
Like, it would it, seem like
no, yes. It is. Question.
Yes. Hi. I'm from the science department. I was wondering, this new cryotechnology that we have, a lot of our inoculations don't last long outside of a fridge, and I was wondering if we could use this new freezer technology to keep these medicines viable for longer amounts of time.
That's a great question. Because I'm here to unveil, alongside the cryotherapy chambers, a new vacuum sealer.
Oh,
you know what? Can we start using that actually for medical things, and instead of this encapsulating of orphans? I'm just confused. You know, we're here at the science convention.
I call this meeting of evil people. It seems like some of our goals have been misinterpreted and misused. So I brought the evil people of this universe together. All right. For roll call, everyone just go ahead and say your name. And I'll mark it down. On the
bad
evil
guy present.
Bad guy present.
Yeah, bad woman present.
Bad woman present. Mr. Dangerous, are you here?
Yeah, that's me, but it's Professor Dangerous. I have actually, it's Arizona Online, but it's official now.
Not Phoenix, Arizona Online, okay.
Actually, I think you're right. It is Phoenix, Arizona. I imagine that's where
Sandra Bullock
went there. I wanted to call it Arizona
State. Sandra Bullock, yes. Sandra Bullock?
Is that true?
She's an actress. She was in Demolition Man, if you know.
I do know the movie, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, anybody else here on the...
Can I actually change my name? This seems like a great moment. I realize there's a bad guy and bad woman. This seems derivative, and I actually have a doctorate. Maybe I can be Dr. Evil. How about that?
Well, that's...
I've heard that before.
Yeah, that one's already been taken, so...
I'm Simon Phoenix.
Oh. He's the worst.
Mr. Phoenix, we didn't know you would be attending. You've made it all the way from Mars.
Someone already used my name. Did they not?
No.
Which one of you
Oh God.
Said Phoenix?
Oh, God.
He was referring.
I was talking about the school that I went to. It's just, it's an online university. It's, I'm a professor now. Of evil? Professor Dandris, I studied evil. They've got, it's a long curriculum. You know, you look for, I think I remember you, Simon Phoenix. Phoenix. Yeah, that makes
Phoenix.
Sense now.
It's Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Phoenix.
No, Phoenix.
Okay, Mama. He should be here soon. How do I look?
You look great in this closet.
Shut no. Look.
Can I Chrissy, go on her Chrissy. Date?
No, you can't go on her. I'm going on her date. Oh, why do you think I'm dressed like this?
You look great, Mama.
Thank you. Now, do my nails. Hurry. He's coming very soon.
You better
get
Mama.
The quick dry.
I have the...
So you got shoved down here too, huh?
Where am
I? You were all the thawed out oysters. Not oysters, but orphans. We're kind of like oysters, but we're shucked out of the ice and then thrown down here. Yeah, Mama, she runs through us.
You're gorgeous. You Thanks. Probably don't know that because you were a frozen orphan. Do you know?
God.
Have you ever heard of the movie Demolition Man?
Yeah, of course.
Is there an attractive
like 1996
person in that movie?
Or a whole bunch of people. What are you talking about?
Then you look like one of them, I'm sure.
It's actually said in the future, like Taco Bell's like the nicest restaurant. It's pretty
oh,
weird.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you going to get out of here or?
I really love that movie. I mean, the budget alone. So crazy.
I just said it as like a point of conversation. I don't remember.
There is a really funny Sylvester Stallone kind of Schwarzenegger
comment. I have a date tonight.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, whoa. Nice. Yeah.
That's why I'm wearing this, but Mama pushed me in, down the closet that led
well,
to this
Well, I mean, I've
chamber.
Lived in complete darkness for a long time, so my eyes are kind of adjusted to that. So it's only getting like a bit of what you got on, but good luck getting out of here. I'll tell you that much.
What about? Have you tried using this? Oh, the door opens.
Look at
okay,
that.
Do you want me to?
You just.
Want me to
you just found that door right all of
did
a
you
sudden.
Want, was, did you want to stay here or do you want to come out?
This is just like Demolition Man, where there's just like this underground movement going on. They live beneath the city and they're about to emerge. And
all right, I'll leave you here.
Oh, you found it out of the door.
Where am I?
Oh,
what is this?
This is a shop. We make leather goods for our master.
Oh, my fingers are bleeding.
No, thank you.
No, gosh. You can't go.
What? Don't take your hands off of me.
No. I'll tie you up. You'll be drawn and quartered.
That's so medieval.
I'm here for, I guess I'll use this primitive door knocker. Nick, Nick, Nick. Maybe there's a doorbell. So I should.
You trying to get in?
Be. Yeah, I've got a date with totally over 18, but really bringing my youthfulness back. To
hey, man,
me,
that's a red flag right there, brother.
What do you mean?
That's a red flag, man. You got to announce that? That ain't right.
I mean, I've made it very clear.
You're like 60, man. That ain't right.
I'm 62. It's but at the same time, I wasn't looking for someone younger. It just happened to be that they were frozen for a long time, so they're probably a lot older than me. Honestly,
wowie,
they could be
man.
50 years
That's
old.
That's a lot of excuses, man. Just,
God. What are you doing on this doorstep for? Hmm?
Me? I pick up teeth.
Teeth.
And that's scene two. No. Scene three comes from Patreon VIP Toby, who wrote, "Hey Kevin or Cole, made that mistake last time and I could hear the sincere disappointment in Cole's voice. I was listening to some older episodes and came across Tinkle, Captain of the Fairy Guard." Now he spells fairy here two different ways. I'll continue though. He says, "I debated whether or not to recap/remind you of him, but decided against it.
The only hint that you get is that both of the spellings of the word fairy, F-A-R-Y and F-E-R-R-Y, are important to his character. I would love to hear the origin story of Tinkle, Captain of the Fairy Guard. Thank you so much, Toby Mac. P.S. I'm counting on you guys because I'm planning to steal all of your ideas to create a movie adaptation of this scene.
All right,
Dad. Oh, no!
All right, everybody just calm down here.
No,
this is a good thing. This is a good thing for the fair union, all right? This is a good thing. We don't have to. People expect us to fly. We don't need to fly.
Right? Oh, no.
What if we want to fly?
No, that's your option. I'm giving you that option. The union is here to give you options, okay? But people expecting you to fly, that's not...
Should we fly?
I think we gotta fly. I think we have to.
No, that's exactly the point, Trevor. Trevor, that's exactly the point. You don't have to fly, all right?
People expect us to fly.
No, they expect, but you don't have to give them that. That's, again, the union's here to protect you.
This is wrong. We need to ununionize. Everyone, follow me.
No, don't leave this me. Don't leave this, you'll regret it.
That's the problem with unions. They give us options. Our money works for us. No. This is what I'm thinking. I say we start some kind of,
collective. Non-union.
Yeah. So one of us should be in charge.
I'll be in charge.
I can be in charge. Oh, we got two people who want to be in charge.
I'll be in charge.
Three people. Well, a union usually has its vote, so fight it out.
We can't do that.
I
won't fight. I'll fight using my words. Okay, I would like to present my...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is non-union, and we use... I guess it's broken glass.
Anybody else want to be the leader? I don't want to vote for him.
No, we're not voting. We're not voting.
We're not voting because I don't want to vote for him.
All right, anyone who brings up.
Now, look, kid, I understand you were an apprentice and you are now officially a member of the Longshoremen. We work here along this shore and we lift heavy things and we move metal. Any questions?
I know exactly what we do. So if we could just get to the
part. Look at this guy. I heard about you. Mr. Smart Guy. That's what they call you. They call you Mr. Smarty.
It's pronounced Smarty.
I don't know. Look, here's a couple things, couple rules, couple unwritten rules you need to understand. One, cores me. Okay. All day long, you got to cores me. Understood? And two, No tacos. That's not a rule. I was trying to get quiet here, Mr. Smarty. Smart geek. Here's what I'm saying.
What are we doing here, man? I mean, this is a Tuesday. It's my off day. What's going on?
Hey guys, bad news.
What's going on?
As I was initiating the new guy, as we do, right? Coors me.
Hey man, I can't drink on the job, man. You're gonna get your union status revoked.
What?
Yeah, we're dealing with rebar. We're dealing with heavy metal things. You can
understand.
There's a shit ton of safety concerns. Oh yeah, man.
No. For sure.
You smell like booze. Yeah, no, we're not going to gloss over this, man.
One smells like six. You know what I mean? You know the saying. I had a sip. Anyway,
yeah, man, that's not a good saying. That's not like a pass on this. All right.
The other thing is when I was trying.
What do you
to
mean
him,
initiated? What are you talking about, man?
Initiated
he puts his
what?
Hours in and then he gets in. What are you talking about?
You know the old hazing we went through. You know, teach him the unwritten rules and whatnot.
Yeah, we pass bylaws to make sure that doesn't happen anymore, right?
Yeah, but you know that's for the guys. But us guys, you know, we know.
Are you drunk right now?
What's up?
Are you drunk right now?
Look, I told him not to mention the goddamn fairies. Okay.
Oh.
Honey, I don't know about this job. The guy specifically told me no tacos. I made tacos to take into work today. I don't know if I can do this job.
But baby, we need the money.
I know. I'm sorry.
Mama? Dada?
Okay. I thought they would be asleep by now.
Mama?
Dada?
Go back.
Meow. Oh,
God. Go back. Okay, Mr. Tinkles, Lulu, go back to sleep.
Mama? Dada?
Lulu?
Oh, God. Here comes Ruffles.
Lulu? Tinkle? Mr. Ruffles?
Mama? Dada?
Meow.
Oh, God.
What are we doing with our lives?
We're just honestly wasting away. Just being caretakers is 100% of my life.
No, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Sean is set. You, are you home?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, somebody's at the door, Sean. Oh, will you bring your father food upstairs?
I'll take care of it.
No, no, you do everything. You go to the door. Job. No, no, no. Let's get the door. Why don't you get the door? I'll get the food.
Okay. Who is it?
Hi, yeah, this is Herman Fjormier. I'm here to pick up Mr. Glenson. Supposed to take him in for a hair cleaning.
Oh, okay. I'll open the door now. Sorry, I don't open doors to strangers. I'm good.
No,
thank you.
I totally understand that. Yeah. Is he here? We're just supposed to take him over to the hair salon and just get that hair cleaned, and then we'll bring him right back.
Yeah. How long is that slated to take?
About 8 hours. He's an older man, so it's going to take about 8 hours.
And could it perhaps take even longer?
What are you trying to say?
My plate is full to the point of toppling over. And then if it topples over, it's going to shatter. And all my food's going to be on the floor, and I'm going to be hungry as shit. And the shattered glass or porcelain or whatever the plates are made of are going to...
Paper?
Well, paper doesn't shatter, so that doesn't work for this one. But let's call them... We'll call them glass plates. And the shattered glass is going to bounce up and cut me in the legs, and one of them might even nick a femoral artery. You see? So I need for him to be taken away for a time. As much time as you think is legal, really.
What do you mean we got to kill him?
That's what she said. We got to cut his artery or something.
Wait, why did you bring him here, dude?
What do you mean, why? Where am I supposed to fucking take him?
You didn't have to take
him. I don't want to lose too much hair because it's not growing like it used to.
Okay, Pa. All right, this is ridiculous, man.
Don't just call him Pa, man. It's building this weird relationship between you and the guy.
I call everybody older than me Pa, man. Like, that's just a
nice... I know, man, but it's different now. It's different now. It's like, it's not like a familial thing. It's just like, it's creepy, man.
It's creepy now because we have to kill him. If I had to... Hey, but
if you heard what this woman said and the way she talked about different food, you would understand, okay? You'd understand, man.
I don't need to be restrained. I'm fine in the chair alone.
Okay. Mr. Gleason.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm taking my five, okay? Fucking rules.
Look who's drinking on the job.
What the fuck are you doing here?
We're the drunk fairies.
Yeah. Oh, I know who you are. I know who you are. Which one of you is Tinkle? Which one of you is the fairy guard, huh? Guarding all the fairies.
Tinkle?
Wait, are you not understanding?
We're not unionized anymore, so we don't have a leader.
What do you want from me? What do you want from me? I work hard, don't I?
Yeah.
You guys don't know. You don't know. Look at my hands.
I don't watch a lot.
Feel those calluses. Feel those.
Oh, wow.
Big calluses.
Got you. Got you. All right, keep it down now. Keep
hey,
it
Grant,
down.
What the hell is going on in it?
What's up? Just taking a piss into the ocean.
Jesus Christ, man, you just pissing all over the office? What the fuck are you doing, man? Dude, you know what, Grant? This is it, man. We're done, man.
Okay.
Okay. So I know that you dog walk. Could you possibly also take out my cat at the same time?
Yeah, you want me to take your cat out for a walk?
Yeah, if you could just walk the dog and the cat and just for as long... What's like the longest amount of time?
Why are you winking so much?
It's a twitch from stress, if we're being completely honest. How much time can you take my pets?
Normal walk? House? It's like 8 hours I do it usually.
Eight is pretty good. Eight's good, but 8 days is great. Think about that.
Let me think.
I'm good for it. I don't have a job, but I'm good for it. My husband does. He's locked it in. He's locked it. He's union.
I don't need a leash. You don't need. Oh, this is not a leash. What is it? It's like a belt. Okay. Yeah, I'll take this.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. So you're going to take the animals.
All right. I don't need this shard of glass. I don't need this.
As possible, because right now my ice cream cone has far too many scoops. And at the end of the day, you try to lick one and then 7 balls fall off and then you're left with no ice cream and you're unhappy because the little bit that is melted into the cone is now sogging through and you can't even enjoy the crunch of the cone because now it's just a soggy piece of what feels like paper plate. And I don't want to eat that. I was here for ice cream, but now the ice cream's on my feet and my feet are cold and there's a rat licking them and the rat's going to give me a bite and it's going to give me a disease and then I'm going to die. Is that what you want? Or can you just take the animals for 8 days?
I don't get the metaphor, but I'll just take your cat out.
Thank you. And dog. And dog.
Yeah, yeah. Dog. All right.
God bless. God bless.
Oh, no. Look, I'm feeling better, okay? Uh-huh. Okay. I had the coffee.
Yeah. But have a little Kahlua in there. A little Bailey's in the coffee.
No,
yeah.
no. That's what got me into this trouble to begin with.
We're going
to
disappear if you don't have a Coors or a Kahlua.
Is that true?
A little mudslide. Do it.
Do a mudslide.
A mudslide.
You are my friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we're your friends.
What do you like most about me?
You don't
this.
Talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Drink it.
This.
Drink it.
Yeah.
Wait, before I put that to my lips, what do you like about me?
Just that you're going to drink this.
Wait, you're starting to disappear.
We like it. You're going to drink this.
You're disappearing too. Quick. You're both disappearing. Hello?
Hello? Keith, you're still in this interview right now, all right? So looked over your resume. Before FIFA, you said your different name, Grant. You were a longshoreman who was fired for antagonizing ferries. Is that correct?
That is correct. Right. And I've got to be honest with you. I'm here with the third name for the third chapter of my...
Listen, we don't need names in chess, all right? Chess is a anonymous sport. Name the top chess player in the world.
Bobby Fischer.
He's long gone, but he's not.
He's fake, right? Isn't he fake? He's fake, right?
No, he's real, but that was a long time ago.
He's like Jesus, right?
This
like
is exactly why we love you, because you don't know the sport at all. Mm-hmm. Just because the chess guys, chess people get a little aggressive. We need somebody who has a little authority coming in and setting the law. Do what you want out there.
Course me.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
Exactly. There you go. Right? Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, no. No. No.
Oh, shit is right.
No.
Oh, it's good to be home.
Home? You think this is home?
Tina, thank you so much for coming tonight. You only have to take care of the baby. It's just Lulu tonight. Okay?
Where did everybody else go?
They're out, and we're going to go out. We're finally going to go out. We're going to go out, and you're going to be here, and you're going to take care of Lulu, and we really, 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 really thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I could do that.
Cool.
But I still get the same hourly wage, right?
You're still going to get paid hourly. You could even be paid daily if you want to extend this. If you wanted to, like.
A day rate?
Yeah. If you're cool with a day rate, it won't be the same as union. I know you're not in the babysitters union. It's not going to be as high, but I'll definitely
There's a babysitters union?
Oh, yeah.
I called to order the babysitter.
And me. I was like, no snacks. Goldfish. Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, good.
Quiet down, please.
Okay. Chocolate milk.
Babysitters, please. Quiet down. I just want to get this union
Say hello
started.
To your friends. Babysitters Club. Say hello to people who
get her out of here. Hey, get her out of here. This is the union.
Let's go.
Get her out of here.
Oh, come on.
That book and that set of movies ruined our union, all
right? That's right. That's right. Yeah.
We are hardworking babysitters, and everyone
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Everyone
I mean, the here, fact that they think that a babysitter has to be a teen girl, that pisses me off. It completely flipped the stereotype of who a babysitter is.
Greg Garson, everybody. Been a member since 1976.
1976. When babies actually need to be sat. Now all this BS with the tablets and the phone. You had to look at the kid.
All right, Greg. That's just hold on to your thoughts and we'll get to all the agenda. And we also have Stephanie Stiglitz is here, everybody. Stephanie Stiglitz.
Hi. Ooh, Stephanie. First time here.
Yeah, right. Welcome. That's right. We have the people who've been here forever, and we have new people. Stephanie, it looks like you've...
Is it okay that I'm a teenage girl, or...
No, of course. As long as you're 18. As long as you're 18.
I'm actually not 18. I'm just a babysitter.
Oh.
I just do it as a part about. This is it. Get her out of here!
Get her out!
Ow, that's a taser!
And that's our scene three, everybody. You know, it's hard to find it out when you're on the inside. I don't know how Kevin does it, but he does. Thank you, everybody. Let's thank our alchemists. Let's go around. James Heaney, talk to us. Thank you for continuing to be a part of Alchemy This.
Thank you for thanking me. I just feel lucky to be here. Now, I know it's too late for people to turn back time and be there this weekend for our Alchemy This live hang. But our live hang's on the last Saturday of every month at 11 a.m. on Twitch at Alchemy This, twitch.tv/AlchemyThis. Well, they're fun. And it seems like unless something drastic happens in the next month and a half or 2 months, we're going to be live. So come join us and call in. You mean
in person with each other live?
In person with each other live.
Yeah, because we've been going live.
Viewers, they are not
going
to be live.
I'm saying we've been going live just on Zoom, but now we're going to be in the same room, which is going to be fun. And that's 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Yes.
Okay. That's exciting. Speaking of being excited, look at how excited Atul is. Atul, are you super excited? Oh, you're going to be joining us this week. Again, James, who knows when this comes out, but you're going to be there for the first official in-person live hang that we've had in a very long time, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's going to be happening. I'm also hosting a Valentine's Day party and a St. Patrick's Day party. So if you can attend those as well.
Is this an official invite?
This is all things that happened in the past.
Gotcha. Jackie thinks that's so funny. Well, thank you for being here, Jackie. You like these segues?
That's great. Thanks for having me, and thank you, Atul, for explaining that one, because then I got it and I laughed.
Now, Jackie, you're also going to be at the in-person live hang.
I am going to be at the in-person live hang. I'm very excited. It'll be my first in-person Twitch hang with this group.
Have you ever been to Kevin's house?
No.
Oh, baby.
And I'm excited. I love going to different houses. I love checking out real estate.
Yeah. Joey, what can she look forward to at Kevin's house?
There's a couple sweet doors. I'm a door freak. And I love like the way like certain doors sit and all that. It's you're going to love it. Yeah, there's one.
You got some nice jams, some door jams there. You're not going to find anywhere else.
Guys, show's over. No, we're not doing characters. This is us as ourselves.
Just kind of doing an outro. Door, man.
Okay, we can't let this get out of hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, French doors, Italian doors,
English doors,
Spanish doors.
Let's take a second here and thank our engineer and producer, Mr. Doug Bain.
Doug Bain.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. Please write to us at alchemythis@gmail.com to get in your suggestions. And until next time.
Alchemy.